shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
The Herald of Truth broadcast is on the air, a program of spirit and truth dedicated to teaching the way of God more perfectly. These broadcasts contain keys to help unlock knowledge and reveal hidden truths of the Bible in these last days. Christians called to a higher level of understanding will be given Bible-based solutions to their personal as well as national problems. They will want to find out more about their part in God's plan. Our mailing address is Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602, and will be given again at the end of this broadcast.
Good evening. This is Brother Mike of Kingdom Identity Ministries, welcoming you to another one of our first of the month live Kingdom Concepts broadcasts. We're being heard tonight over shortwave radio station WWCR on 4.840 megahertz, that's transmitter 3, and 3.215 megahertz, that's transmitter 1. Also, over shortwave radio station WBCQ on 6.160 megahertz. That's a new frequency. We had to change frequencies. So note that, and we'd always appreciate your reception reports, especially on the new frequency. That's 6.160 megahertz. We also like your suggestions for the programs, what topic or guest you would like. Tonight's program is from a listener. He asked specifically for this topic we'll be discussing and for the guest that I'm about to announce. If anybody would like to participate in tonight's program, you can call toll-free 877-924-7722. You can remember that by 877-YAHS-RACE. Scripture tells us, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge," and our people are currently being destroyed because of the lack of knowledge in many areas, and they're accepting the lies put forth by the Antichrist. Presently, this widespread deception is illustrated by the coronavirus pandemic, the greatest scam since the World War II hula hoax. Out of fear and misinformation, the gullible, brainwashed public is being controlled, and the issue is being used as an excuse for everything from taking away their God-given rights to stealing an election. Only the truth will set our people free, and that's what we'll be bringing you on this topic tonight. My guest is a man well-known and well-informed on this subject and many other subjects, a dedicated Christian identity minister and a trustee of this ministry. I'd like to welcome back to the broadcast Pastor Bob Jones.
Well, thank you, Mike. I'm always humbled to do the show with you.
We're always glad to have you. About all we hear nowadays is coronavirus, but we are not hearing the truth from the establishment media or even from the kosher conservative press. What's really going on?
Well, I'll tell you, and I'm going to give the folks here two big things to think about. And the first thing I want to tell you, besides Hosea 4:6, the people perish for lack of knowledge, also Titus 1:14, stop believing Jew fables. And that's exactly what this is. excuse me. John Rappaport, who's a well-known top research journalist, he discovered several months ago in the paperwork of the CDC, which the CDC is nothing, that's another misnomer, like Planned Parenthood, Center for Disease Control. All the Center for Disease Control, CDC, they just patent vaccines. That's all they do. They don't do any research. They're not the head of any health organization or anything like that. They just patent vaccines. Robert Kennedy Jr., he opened everybody's eyes to that several months ago, that's all they do. They just patent vaccines. Well, what you have here is one of the most diabolical, most evil, satanic things that you can possibly think of. I mean, only Satan would come up with this, and then he would pass it on to be handled by his favorite kids, the Rothschild family, on down through the Kahilla, and then all the lying Jew media that's out there, and they just keep perpetrating this lie. And here's the deal. John Rappaport, he discovered in their paperwork, out of all the so-called millions of people who have got corona or COVID or whatever you want to call it, you know, you can put any name on it, they have no samples. Well, if you have no samples, and supposedly millions of people have it, and tens of thousands of people have died all over the world, you mean to tell me you don't have one sample of it anywhere? Not one? I'm not talking about 100 samples. They don't have one sample. Well, if you don't have one sample, you can't possibly test for something that you don't have a sample of. And you can't possibly make a vaccine for something that doesn't exist. Now, this is backed up by the CDC's own paperwork. And you can go to John Rappaport's website and you can read all about it. Also, Dr. Lorraine Day, who's a world-renowned doctor, wrote a few dozen books in her 80s, cured herself of cancer. She did on Israeli television, of all places, last week, and I sent that out to my list, a whole one-hour audio and video, and you can watch her talk about it. It doesn't exist. It does not exist. It doesn't exist anymore. I like to use the term, oh, it must be the Jupiter measles. In other words, you must have went to Jupiter in a rocket ship and caught the measles, or somebody from Jupiter came here in a rocket ship and gave you the measles. And so we know that you absolutely have the Jupiter measles. But it doesn't exist. There's no samples of it, not even one sample. This is one of the biggest lies ever told by the Jews down through history. The biggest lie, of course, being that Christ was a Jew. He was not. He was Yahweh in a flesh body and walked the earth as Yahshua. And the second biggest lie is the Jews claim to be the chosen people, Yahweh's children. They clearly are not. And Yahshua in John 8:44 and 8:47 clearly told you. The Jews are the children, the DNA children of Satan and not of God in 847, 100%. The Jews are Satan's DNA kids walking around in shoe leather, period. Now, I've talked to Jews about this before, and I've mentioned Jews that I knew for a long time, and they told me that they know full well that they're the children of Satan, and it's taught in their synagogues. So there's no question about this. But this is one of the biggest scams ever been. You have hundreds of doctors in Europe who got together and they said that it's just a big giant scam. This whole Corona, Cerveza, whatever you want to call it, it's a scam. You bought into the scam. You're walking around with those stupid face diapers on, trying to stay 6 feet apart from people when it doesn't exist at all, period. 100% it doesn't exist. On G. Edward Griffin's website about a month or so ago, he had a doctor on there who was one of the top researchers of AIDS and HIV way back when in the 70s and 80s. And he found out with his research that AIDS does not exist. HIV does not exist. Those sodomites that were coming in, what they had was malnutrition and drug use. That is what was causing what they called the term AIDS. Malnutrition and drug use. You couldn't possibly catch it, because it doesn't exist. You folks really have to, I mean, hit yourself upside the head with a baseball bat a couple hundred times, but you got to wake up. This is a scam. And this is what is actually happening here behind the scenes, is you have the satanic governments, and all governments are run by Satan. As Yahshua, when he was on the mountain and Satan came to him, he says, see all these kingdoms, I'll give them to you if you worship me. And Yahweh told Satan, he says, get behind me, Satan, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. But Satan controls all these governments. And the demon craps that are out here that are doing their very best to steal this election. And the numbers are just absolutely unbelievable. Trump, when he would have a rally, he would have thousands of people show up at his rally. And Joe Biden, he tried to do a rally down in Phoenix, Arizona. You know how many people showed up for his rally? Not one. Not one person showed up. But somehow he got millions and millions of votes more than Trump. This is lunacy, folks. This is the takeover, the communist takeover of America. Right in your face. Period. But the worst is this population reduction. If you go to your website and look up the Georgia Guidestones, you'll see that that was some monuments that were set up some years ago, about 40 years ago, down in Georgia. And number one, it says, cut in stone, it says, the world has about 6 billion people, and we need to reduce it to 500 million and maintain that level with nature. Nobody admits to putting that up, but you can clearly understand that it's Satan and his DNA, demon spawn kids to Jews. Probably the Rockefellers family, because they married into the Rothschild family, and they had those set up. But nowadays you have 7.5 billion people on the planet. And what they want to do is they want to murder 7 billion people. 7 billion people. And 500,000 remain alive, and that would be the Jews. They know that they'll lose a lot of Jews in the meantime, but they don't care. That's their goal. Realize that there's only two systems operating on planet Earth at this time. Yahweh's system and Satan's system. Yahweh is in charge and he's allowing Satan to do things, but Satan has to ask permission because his time is short. And when Yahweh returns, that's the end of Satan and all of Satan's kids, the Jews, and all the sodomites, and all the perverts, all the pedophiles, all the drug addicts, all the drunks, everything that offends Yahweh, all the mixed mongrels, they're all going to go. There's going to be population reduction. The Jews want to kill all the white race, number one, because that's Yahweh's true children. And then they want to kill all the Arabs and the Persians, because they know clearly who the Jews are, because they never left the Middle East over there, and they know that the Jews are the literal DNA children of Satan, which our race used to know that prior to 750 BC when we became known as the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and we've been being punished ever since. Go ahead.
I was going to say, as John 8:44 says, which you quote, that ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts or desires of your father ye will do. They're obedient to their father, the devil, and pushing this. I mean, this coronavirus hoax isn't for nothing. They're using it to do many things, including the masks and lockdowns and other things, condition people to submit to big government rather than to Yahweh.
That's correct. They've already closed down who knows how many small businesses. And the big giant Jew corporations step in and take over. And, so they put you out of work. If you want to go back to work for a big corporation, they're going to make it mandatory. You have to have that vaccination for something that doesn't exist. And let me tell you how bad that vaccination is. That is the mark of the beast. And you will die. 27 South Koreans a few weeks ago. They volunteered to take the shot, and 27 died. That's a 100% record that you die. Now, even worse than that for the white race is that it cuts off your, excuse me, it cuts off your contact with Yahweh completely. It's called the VMAT2 God gene. And this is put out by Bill Gates, who wants to be the biggest mass murderer in history. He's wanted right now in India and Italy for mass murder, mass sterilization of the women. He has billions of dollars, and the courts are all rigged. The courts are as phony as a $3 bill. So they're never going to bring him to justice. The only thing to stop Bill Gates is somebody put a bullet in his head. That's the only thing that's going to stop him. But trying to get him into court, he's got billions. He'll never get to court. And him doing jail time, that's a joke. It won't happen. But I'll just read you a quick thing from this article. And it says, Bill Gates briefed the CIA on how to lobotomize Christian fundamentalists, religious fanatics, they call us, using vaccine that alters VMAT2 God gene. In other words, that's the mark of the beast. When you take that shot, folks, you will be cut off from Yahweh forever. You took the mark of the beast. Do not do that. Now, besides that, they put it in the test. And they look to shove that big thing up your nose there and pierce that little membrane around the brain, and then that puts the poison right in the brain, and you're done. You're cut off from Yahweh forever. That's with all those nanobots, as they call them. Now, what they're doing is they're putting this vaccine, because some people are starting to resist a little bit, nowhere near enough for me. We need 100% of people resisting this phony whorehouse vaccine that does nothing but kill people. That's all it does. But they're now putting it in your flu vaccine. And they're telling you, oh yeah, come take your free flu vaccine. Don't take any vaccines ever, period, end of story. If you die, you die. But don't take a vaccine that's for sure going to kill you or cause the worst side effects you could imagine. But even more important, will cut you off from Yahweh because it is the mark of the beast. That's 666. It's the mark of the beast. Bill Gates is on par as evil a person has ever been. And he deserves to be taken out, period. Our military is supposed to do their job, which is they swear an oath to defend America from all enemies, foreign and domestic. Well, here's domestic Bill and domestic Joe Biden and domestic the rest of these communist demon craps. Where's our military to take them out? Grab them up and take them down to Gitmo and put them on a military trial, and when found guilty, swiftly executed. That's the minimum they deserve.
Most of those in the high position are put there to participate in the control of the people.
That's correct. So what we have is we have a communist military, a communist Republican Party, a communist Democrat Party. The Democrats being the worst. You might have a couple of good Republicans that aren't fully communist yet. But that's what they want. They think they're going to get some big reward. Believe me, the Jews hate the traitors worse than anybody. I'm quite sure the Jews hate me with all their hearts and minds and soul. Great. I don't care. But the bottom line is I'm trying to wake my white racial brothers and sisters up to what's coming here. Do not, under any circumstances whatsoever, take that vaccine or be conned into it that it's a flu vaccine or be conned into it that it's a test. It's, oh, we're just testing to see if you have COVID. How can you test for COVID-19 if it doesn't exist? It doesn't exist, folks. Now, more and more every day on the internet, you're seeing, you're never going to hear it on mainstream Jew-controlled media, ABC, CNN, the Communist News Network, CBS, the Kabbalah Broadcasting System. You're never going to hear it on them because they're part of the controlled communist media, totally 100% propaganda. They've never told the truth ever about anything. Then you
same
got
with the big
media.
Tech platforms.
Yeah.
The big,
then you got,
big tech platforms and media are censoring free speech on this subject.
Correct. And you got Facebook and Twitter and the rest of these Google and so forth and YouTube. They're shutting off anybody who puts a YouTube out there or whatever. They get shut off right away. You have to wind up going to one of the alternatives. Brighton or one of the other ones, BitChute. But the bottom line, folks, is this is the total communist takeover of America in your face. This is the total murder of 7 billion people on planet Earth. This is what is happening. This is the most important thing that you can possibly understand. This corona COVID nonsense does not exist, period. If the military, you know, if you're sitting in your house and a couple of black guys break into your house, you shoot them because they're there to rob you or rape you or murder you. You don't know, but you can't take a chance. You got to protect yourself, and Yahweh gives you the right to self-defense at all times. If the military or police or doctors or whoever comes to your house wanting to give you a shot and test you for this, you pull out your gun and you shoot them. That's self-defense because they're looking to kill you. But even worse than killing this body is that they cut you off from Yahweh forever by taking the mark of the beast 666 in that vaccine, period.
Well, there has been some talk about mandatory vaccinations, but what it appears like now is that they're going to not let you into, say, mass transportation or government buildings or into stores unless you take the vaccination. And they're also even talking about paying people up to $1,500 to take it. And these stupid people will volunteer to take it just for those advantages.
Yeah, $1,500 to be cut off from Yahweh forever and die shortly after that or have who knows what kind of side effects from that. You think that's a good deal, folks? Let me tell you something. You have to wake up, and you have to start waking up all your fellow white race brothers and sisters, even wake up the blacks and the Mexicans. Wake up everybody to this. The Jews already know. That within 45 minutes, every Jew on planet Earth, it passes down through the Kehillah. One guy calls 10, those 10 call another 10 each. On down in 45 minutes, every Jew on planet Earth knows what's going on. They have the best network of communication there is. That's why all those Jews didn't go in the World Trade Towers when they brought those buildings down for that scam that they were doing to get us over into war with Afghanistan and Iraq, which had nothing to do with it. And they tried to claim, oh, Osama bin Laden did this. 10 minutes after the buildings blew up. Let me tell you something. I have a real good friend that was in military intelligence, used to hack into the Russian computers, fixed the Air Force computers for 20 years. He told me, Osama bin Laden, he died in 98 when the CIA visited him, and he was in an iron lung. Well, you don't just get out of an iron lung and you're running around the desert for the next 20 years that, you know, and then all of a sudden, Obongo, he gets to say, oh, we took out Osama bin Laden. He died 10 years before that. And my friend even sent nine over the years throughout those periods of time. He sent me nine articles in the newspapers that said that they killed Osama then. Again and again, nine lives like a cat. Folks, you get lied to so much. You know, Titus 1:14, you need to wake up in the morning and read that like 100 times every day till it sinks in. Stop believing Jew fables. Stop believing Jew fables. Stop believing Jew fables. They lie, they lie, they lie, they lie, they lie, they lie. They never stop lying. This is the biggest scam of all. They're trying to get you to be so stupid that you take a vaccine that you think is good for you, and it's going to murder you. And if it doesn't murder you, they got one right behind that. And you're going to have plenty of side effects. But the worst is those nanoparticles that are in there is the B666. You folks need to learn how to make a living in private business and stop working for these big Jew corporations. You got to do private business. The Mexicans come up here from Mexico, uneducated people, and they're selling bags of oranges and making a nice living on the street corners or whatever they're doing. It's going to come down to that. But if you folks, you take those poison vaccines, they don't care. And they have coming up in the future, they have AI, artificial intelligence. They're building lots of robots to replace you, so you don't even wind up getting a job. But they'll say, oh, yeah, come have the job. We'll give you $1,500, roll up your sleeve, take this shot, and you turn around and you die. And if you don't die right away, you'll wish you were dead because you're cut off from Yahweh forever. Do not, under any circumstances, take that. That's the number one most important thing I need to tell you folks. The number two important thing, because a lot of people think, oh, Trump's going to, win over the government and because all the fraud. Yeah, there's tons of fraud. But don't think Trump ain't part of all this. He is Jewish, you know. As I've said many times in my radio show, way back in the early 80s, an old Jew guy, he took me under his wing, taught me the commercial real estate finance business. And I used to make a lot of money back then. And then we went one day to Atlantic City, and we saw a deal that looked good. And he says, let's go see Trump and talk to him about this. Maybe we can, cut a deal. And I said, you know Trump? He says, yeah, we went to the same synagogue together. Well, if you look up Revelation 2:9 or Revelation 3:9, synagogue of Satan. Now, I didn't know who the Jews were at that point, but I certainly know now, and I've known for the last 25 years. And Trump is a Jew. They went to the same synagogue together. You don't think you get to be president without the blessing of the Rothschild family.
He has plenty of Jews in his administration, but the Jews themselves oppose his good moves that he makes. I heard on Fox News some kosher conservative was saying, well, in this election, we got 30% of the Jews. We usually only get 15%. Well, that still means that 70% of the Jews voted against him because there's certain policies that he's at least woken up some people, like the immigration issue or a few other things.
Well, yeah. And as Joe Stalin said, it's not who votes, it's who counts the votes. And you're seeing that with the Sequoia machines, which are now called Dominion. They used to be Sequoia. George Soros owns them. And then you have all the stuffing of the ballots. You have more voters. You have so many voters that register, and then you have like a million votes that come in over that in that county. Folks, it's a 100% Jew scam. But the bottom line is the most important thing is death to you and your family and your race. If you take that shot, do not take that shot. Do not take that shot. Do not take the test. Do not take the flu vaccine. do not pierce the body, says Yahweh. And all these idiot kids out here getting tattoos and getting body piercings and all this thing, you know, Satan just sits back and laughs and laughs and laughs and laughs. He can't believe how stupid and pathetic the white race is. And they are, because they never wake up to even one trick that Satan and his DNA demon-spawned kids of Jews play on them. I mean, folks, and the one thing I was telling Mike earlier, I said, you know, the day when I get to meet Yahweh again, I'm going to ask him, why is the white race so stupid and pathetic? I'm just overwhelmed that they never wake up to anything. A one-cell amoeba knows it has an enemy. The Jews have been Yahweh's enemy. They crucified him on a crossbar on a tree 2,000 years ago. Yahweh, as Yahshua told you 2,000 years ago, the Jews are responsible, you Jews are responsible for all the righteous blood from Abel to Zechariah. Well, Abel was who Cain killed. So the Jews are Canaanites. And that was the original sin, Satan seducing Eva. And that produced Cain, the first half demon spawn and half white race. And that's where all the Jews come from, down through that genealogy. So you have
there's
that.
Enmity between the two races, as it says over in Genesis 3:15. They hate us, and they do monitor those people who are waking up somewhat. Apparently, some of the high-profile people who are questioning the coronavirus hype are being deliberately targeted with some kind of an illness, and of course the mass media always calls it coronavirus, but they do kill our people, and they target us and censor us and everything else.
Yeah, you folks got to wake up to this stuff, you know. You've got to wake up that if you're pure white race, you're not some thing called a Goyim or a Gentile or anything like that. What you are, if you're pure white race, you're Yahweh's children. You can trace your genealogy, if you're pure white race, back to a king or queen or prince or princess or duke or duchess or some royalty in Europe. And then from there, you can call that country and you can get a fast track of his genealogy, which will take it right back to one of the 12 tribes of Israel, which goes right back to Adam, who Adam was the son of Yahweh, as it says in Luke 3:38. The pure white race are 100%, without question, Yahweh's true children. The Jew is 100%, without question, Satan's DNA, demon-spawned kids, and not of God, says Yahweh as Yahshua himself in John 8:44 and 8:47. And Yahweh commanded this war between the children of light, his children, and the children of darkness, which are Satan's DNA, demon-spawned kids. And he commanded that in Genesis 3:15. And he told you what the end result is that the Jews will get their pound of flesh, but we're going to wind up, they'll all be gone and be killed. And that's that. And when Yahweh returns, he's going to make sure that happens. There won't be a Jew anywhere alive in the universe, period. Gone. End of story. Praise Yahweh. I can't wait for that day. I wish it was today.
That's true. It'll be his Shekinah glory that burns them up. And when you burn all the evil out of a Jew, there's nothing left. We're coming to a point of survival here. Things are getting worse in recent years, and especially since this coronavirus hoax and the Antifa and all that. Do you have some recommendations for preparation for the times that are coming in the near future?
Sure. The folks have to stock up on long-term storage food, water purifiers, gravity-fed, and that'll last a long time. Guns and lots and lots and lots and lots of ammo. And you keep those guns and ammo in a number of different spots. So if any group ever grabs one cache of weapons you have other ones. But believe me, it's Yahweh didn't say, you know, it's going to be, you know, a bed of roses and you're going to vote for Biden or vote for Trump or, you know, and everything's going to be a bed of roses. And he didn't say any of that. This is a war. For the last 7,500 years since Adam first got here, this is a war. And Yahweh commanded that war between his kids and Satan's kids, period. We've been in a war zone for 7,500 years. It's coming to a conclusion now because Satan and his kids, the Jews, are getting ready to pull the ultimate trigger, and that's the vaccine shot. And if enough people resist the vaccine, then they won't be able to do that, but they'll have plenty of people. See, they'll get you little by little. They got the women going to the baby murder clinics and murdering their babies. Then they'll get you to take the vaccine. For $1,500, there's so many stupid people out here that'll take that vaccine. And it's not even real money, folks. That $1,500 is not backed by gold or silver. The only thing that's real money in this universe is gold and silver. It ain't Jew Federal Reserve note paper currency or a check or a plastic credit card that says gold or platinum. It's none of that. What has to do is you need to stock up on food, water, guns, and ammo. Get out of the cities. If you can't get out of the cities for some unknown reason, get to the edge of the cities so that you can escape more easily. You need, to have transportation, whether that's horseback or a jeep or whatever, a truck. You need to get out of the cities. Believe me, it's coming down. There is going to be a civil war in this country. There's just absolutely no question about it. Because if Trump doesn't overturn the election, then the right wing's going to start the war. And if Trump does overturn it and Biden's out, then the Black Lives Matter and Antifa and the rest of them, they'll start it. And Trump just lets that go on in the cities and doesn't send in the feds to stop it. Our military and our police are 100% derelict in their duty because all this criminality has gotten way, 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 way too far. Should have been stopped back at the Civil War days when A.B. Lincoln, the first Jew president, when he said, oh, we've got to have a civil war against the South. They should have went right in there and just took him out, bingo, like nothing. And that would have saved more lives in America because more lives died during the Civil War than all the other wars America's been in combined, period. But our military, they're led by a bunch of fools, and the police are led by a bunch of fools, and they go after, you know, some guy who steals a loaf of bread. Oh, we got to prosecute him. But somebody who's looking to mass murder 7 billion people, oh, he's the wonderful Bill Gates, the computer genius. I mean, folks,
the FBI is completely taken over by them. They claim that it's the right-wingers that are the problem, and CIA and IRS and all those other agencies up there, they're controlled by the enemy.
Absolutely. The CIA has always been the biggest drug runner, going back way before Mena, Arkansas. Eustace Mullins, he wrote in his book that the FBI was taken over in 1950 by the Jews. Ted Gunderson, who was a good friend of mine, ex-FBI of four major cities, he did a, you can find it on YouTube. He tells you right there that the FBI and the CIA, they make the mafia look like choir boys. They're just purely evil. They were never in the Constitution, never should have been. If we need intelligence against other countries, then that's up to the military to form that. Not a separate thing called the CIA, which is all controlled by the Mossad. 40% of the budget of the CIA is in printing and in mass media. They just lie and lie and lie. They control all the mass media. And all the Mossad budget is financed. The Jews don't even pay for their own Mossad. It's financed. They just take the money out of the CIA, and that's what the Mossad gets. folks, the world is not as you seem, as it seems, you know. I certainly hope you don't believe in Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, the Tooth Fairy, the Sandman, the moon's made of green cheese, and, you know, the cow jumped over the moon. I hope you don't believe any of that. And also, in turn, the government is your enemy. The biggest enemy of the American people is the American government. The biggest enemy of the Canadian people is the Canadian government. The biggest enemy of the British people is the British government. Your own government, the first thing they do is they rob you with taxes. As Thomas Jefferson said, the power to tax is the power to destroy. So the government taxes you, they're trying to destroy you. And I don't want to hear all this rubbish, oh, we have to pay our fair share and all that. You're a moron if you believe like that.
Yeshua told us in his prayer, he said, pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Well, kingdom is synonymous with government. We're to pray for Yahweh's government. And it also tells us over in Revelation and other places that all kingdoms must fall but for his kingdom. So part of our duty is to see that all governments, including the U.S. government, are overthrown and that Yahweh's government takes the place of that. That's part of our mission here on earth.
That's right. As the prayer says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And you folks need to don't believe anything that the Jews tell you. Again, read Titus 1:14 100 times whenever you wake up in the morning. Every day, till it sinks in. Stop believing Jew fables. The Jew fables are in on Talmud Vision, as I call it, TV, Talmud Vision. It's in the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto, which is the Jew fool school system. That's the most evil of all their 10 planks, because they brainwash and destroy the children, especially our children. The Jews don't send them to there. They have the Hebrew Academy that they send them to, and they're not even Hebrews, but that's what they call it. And they teach their kids to be far smarter. And in our system, they dumb our kids down. And they dumb down the blacks, and they dumb down the Orientals and the Mexicans and everybody else. They do that on purpose.
And the Judeo-Christians are dumbing down our race. Among other things, there's not any such thing as a rapture. We're going through this tribulation. We're not going to be raptured out. That's not traditional Christianity.
That's right. There was a Spanish priest that came up, a Catholic priest that came up with that. I forget his name. And he quoted one passage, and that became the rapture thing. That's a lie. But what do you expect from the Catholics, who that's world pedophile headquarters anyway? There was
and
a
then
Catholic
Schofield
priest
popularized it.
Yeah. And the other day, a Catholic priest, he took that vaccination, died right away. Praise Yahweh. You know, he's that stupid to take that vaccine. Apparently, they didn't let him in on the Jew scam. Because the Jews have been running the Catholic Church since day one. You folks got to wake up to what's really going on. I tell everybody, you need to carry a gun at all times. You know, most states have open carry that you can just walk down the street and carry a gun, no problem. There's no law against it at all. And if you want to carry concealed, carry concealed. If you want to go get a permit, go get one. And if you don't, then don't. But you need to protect yourself at all times, because you're surrounded by evil. Every facet of government is evil. The military, the police, the politicians. If there was ever a non-essential group, is politicians. They are totally non-essential. They are just liars and thieves of the worst kind. All they care about is their private numbered Swiss bank accounts. And they don't care about the people at all. If you think Joe Biden or Trump cares about anybody in America, you're smoking some funny rope, because they don't. They could care less. And Biden's a pedophile anyway, as we know. So the bottom line, folks, is, you know, you need to not take this vaccine. All the experts are telling you daily. I mean, put it into your search engines. Do not take that vaccine. COVID corona does not exist. Never has existed, never will exist. It doesn't exist. If it doesn't exist, which it's proven that it doesn't exist, because they don't have a sample. And if you don't have a sample, you can't make a test for it, and you can't make a vaccine for it. But they do have plenty of poison vaccines. You can count on that. And many of them, they have Gates' God gene that it cuts you right off. From Yahweh, that's and Gates is a Jew, as you know, or if you don't know, you know now.
Being yeah, it was written up in Newsweek that he was a Jew and supposedly a secular atheist Jew, but they admitted in there that he was a Jew.
Yeah.
You might also add that wearing of masks is harmful for you. You're breathing your own carbon dioxide. It's harmful. In fact, I printed up a little flyer. If anybody would like one, they can write and send them one. As a public service announcement, I gave it to a number of merchants in the area to post, but none of them posted it as far as I know, although some of them acknowledged that it was true. But the people are scared, and they go along with this.
Well, they're looking to kill you, folks. They're looking to kill you. They're looking to kill you and your family and your race, destroy your country, steal all your money, all your property, everything. They're looking to do that to you 100%. If you don't understand that, again, hit yourself with a baseball bat upside the head a few hundred times till that sinks in. But if you don't wake up and you don't fight back, what are you going to stand before Yahweh one day and say, "Well, I went along with what the government said. I thought I was doing the right thing." No, you're a moron. You rebel against the government at all times, at all costs. The government doesn't, they don't have any love for you. They want to destroy you. They want to tax all your money. Even when you die, they want to tax you through probate court.
Well, if you follow the establishment, the government, you're failing Yahweh and the reason he put us down here in the first place. We weren't put down here just to have fun and obey a government that's not of him. So people are basically denying their birthright.
That's right. And the people, though, you know, you haven't studied your scripture. Yahweh says to show yourself approved, study the scripture. Well, you should know if you ever studied it that the pure white race are Yahweh's children. And the Jew are not, they're Satan's kids. That's the most important thing. You got to know who the scripture is talking about. And it's clear as can be. It's been there for 2,000 years, right in the scripture. And it used to be taught by some preachers over time. But they've all been become 501c3 tax-exempt corporations. So they're controlled by the IRS, all the churches in this country. And then they're controlled by the National Council of Churches. And then over them, they're controlled by the World Council of Churches. And who controls that? Satan and his demon-spawned kids, the Rothschilds. So you folks need to wake up to this stuff. You got to, you know, defend your family, defend yourself, defend your family. Don't believe in the medical mafia here with their phony vaccines and so forth. There's, you know, good white doctors out there who understand what's going on. And they tell me they're not going to take their shot when it comes around. And they'll have to lose their license or whatever. They don't care. You do know Yahshua, when he came here, and he preached and he cured people all over the place of deaf and lame and so forth. He didn't have a license. He didn't go to Harvard or Yale. Folks, you got to wake up. You got to wake up. You're only going to find the truth in Yahweh's scriptures, and you got to read it. And you got to know who's who and who's Jew. And who's Jew is Satan's DNA demon spawn kids. And who are Yahweh's true chosen people? He said in Matthew 15, I come only for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's the pure white race.
Bob, I see we've got several callers on the line, and we're about out of time. I didn't notice them, so let's try to take a few of those callers.
Sure.
The first one is from Michigan, it looks like. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Just like to say what a pleasure it is to be here and listen to both of you, because more and more people need to wake up. And I think this fraudulent taking of the election has finally got the right wing a lot more woken up than it has been in years, because it's our people on the right side of the aisle that kind of sit there and cower to these SOBs. And I think you brought that up a little bit earlier on the call, and that's what's got to stop. We can't just sit there and keep cowering to them. It's like it's time to stand up to them. And the left wing seems to intimidate us by having these violent protests, and they expect that we're going to be physically intimidated and run from them. But the way the right wing has protests is we just stand there with our legal firearms. And in Michigan here, the Secretary of State this evening had about two dozen people at her house, and they were at nighttime after dark, which means after 5 o'clock here. And they're just walking around with open carry and what have you. And she was intimidated out of her socks. So that alone is enough to, if we get more people just doing that, that would sit there and scare the bejesus out of these people, particularly the Jews.
Well said.
Yeah, thank you for your call. Appreciate that.
Glad
and let me go on. We got a couple other callers, and like I said, we're short on time, so let me take them. Next caller is from Rochester, New York. You're on the air.
Yes, hello, Mike. I'm actually in Arkadelphia, Arkansas right now, about 190 miles from you. I just turned the show on late, but I want to ask you this question about something else. Artisan Publishing has a Bible they have. It's called a Greek Septuagint Bible, English and Greek both. They're in two different columns. Are you aware of that Bible? I think they told me it was called the Sir Lancelot version. Are you aware of that version of the Bible?
Yeah,
I've heard of similar versions, but I'm not familiar with what Artisan carries in that area. We do carry some of Artisan's publications, but not that one.
Well, I was wondering if it was all right.
There's two Septuagints. One is written by Brenton, and then the other one is written by Thompson.
We carry that one.
One of the founding fathers.
Languages. There's two columns, one on the left and one on the right. One's Greek and one's English. The Thompson doesn't have that.
Right.
So I wonder, you think that one I'm telling you about is a good Bible, the Sir Lancelot version?
Yeah, that's
I don't know, but I know that when I went to a college, I went to a Church of Christ college, that some of the Bible students had the twin columns there. They had the Greek and the Septuagint, but I don't know much more about it than that.
Also, before I hang up real quick, Michael, may I ask, sir, your guest your name here, because I'm going to get a copy of the CD and pass them around. I didn't get your name, sir. I'm Walt.
Pastor Bob Jones.
Okay, glad to meet you, sir, and good night, both of you. May Yahweh bless both of you, sir. Bye.
Thank you.
Yahweh bless you. And we got a third call here from Orton, Nebraska. You're on the air.
Yes, good evening, Pastor Bob. Would you explain Jeremiah 21? Because I heard one identity preacher from Oklahoma talking about that we should not fight against the government like Jeremiah when the Babylonians were in control. He said to build houses and plant gardens and get married and live in peace.
I don't have a scripture in front of me. What does Jeremiah say, that passage you quoted?
Well, I think this preacher was quoting Jeremiah that we should not fight against the government because
well, he's a, he's a buyer. That's my opinion of it. Because Yahweh said, if you love this world, then you're against him. If you love him, then you're against this world. I love Yahweh, and I'm against this world here. So, as Yahweh said, you can't worship, you can't serve two masters. You either serve Yahweh or Satan. And I serve Yahweh. And these governments are all set up by Satan, all controlled by Satan, and that's how it is. And what else would you fight against? They're the enemy. They're trying to steal your money every chance they get with taxes and fees. Fees is just a fancy word for another tax, so that you don't realize how much you're being taxed. But yeah, the bottom line is all those pacifist Christians in there and so forth, they have no idea what they're talking about, because Yahweh says, he told, his people, Gideon, for instance, he said, go into that land, and he reduced them from 30,000 to 3,000 to 300, go in there and kill them all, and they did. And he told King Saul, you go in there, you can't kill all the Jews, all the Canaanites in Cain, and, don't let any of them live. Well, he disobeyed, and he allowed 5% to live, and Yahweh removed him as king.
I'm familiar with that passage being used by some ministers to say that the pattern of old Babylon, we're not to resist them today. But what they fail to see is that we have a continuous history, and different circumstances require different actions. At that time, they weren't to resist the Babylon because they were to grow there and then eventually be freed. But that doesn't apply today, because it's a different era, and there's constantly different situations throughout Scripture. I see that we're out of time. I'd like to thank you, Bob, for being on the broadcast again. You've given people plenty of information to chew on, and I'll just say good night, and may Yahweh bless you all.
Thank you, Mike, and may Yahweh bless you and all the people out there listening, and put 100% of your faith and trust in Yahweh only, never the government. Good night.
We pray that your spiritual ears have received today's message, and that you were fed with strong meat relevant to solving the needs of our nation and Christian civilization everywhere. Herald of Truth is sponsored by Kingdom Identity Ministries through the financial support and prayers of listeners like you who love the truth of God's Word and want to see it broadcast throughout the land to awaken His people. If you would like a
CD
of today's message, tell us the date and station to which you are listening, and send a donation to cover our cost, plus help with radio time, to Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602. We would appreciate donations made by our international listeners to be in U.S. funds. For a free introductory packet of information, including our doctrinal statement of beliefs, plus lists of books and tapes to aid you in your study of biblical truth, write Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602, USA. Or request this material by calling 870-741-1119. That's 870-741-1119. Visit our internet website by going to www.kingidentity.com. Type www.kingidentity.com. We invite you to listen regularly to Herald of Truth broadcast for more dynamic messages proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom at this same time and station.